So this morning we heard a lot of good high-level policy items. This afternoon, we're going to dive into key state and federal laws and regulations specifically affecting energy storage projects. So we're going to focus on the storage industry for a little bit. And our speaker is Mark Burns. Mark's an Associate General Counsel of Consumer and Regulatory Compliance with Sunnova, based out of Houston. And Mark joined Sunnova when it was acquired by SunStreet, which was a residential solar company a few years ago. So he's kind of been both at the small company and then gotten acquired by the bigger company. And prior to that, has done a wide gamut of law firm work, worked for the state as an assistant attorney general, was the executive director of the Texas High Speed Rail Authority, worked in the Texas House, was an ALJ, an administrative law judge, which included some PUC cases, so kind of seen a wide variety of things. So we're excited to have him here today. Thank you, Mark.
Hi. As much as I love working from home, I'm delighted to get out of the house, so thanks for having me. I want to say a couple things about my presentation today. First, as you know, but the lawyer in me is compelled to tell you, I'm not giving you legal advice or tax advice. If you got tax advice from me, we should have a separate conversation. There's a problem. Second, one of the earliest things I learned about critical listening is to ask myself, who's this person and where they're coming from? So here's a couple things about me that I think might be useful in terms of what I have to say today. First, I make no claim to expertise about a lot of the material I have today. I think I've got some good stuff. A lot of it came from other people. And so please think of me as more of a facilitator than an expert. I encourage you to no doubt correctly assume you know more about a lot of this than I do. And I'm hoping to learn something here today. So feel free to help. This can be as conversational as you want to make it. So feel free to interrupt. I've also left time at the end. But the bad news is I'm going to read more from my notes than I'd like to or I should, because I think the content's good and I think it's the main event. I want to get it right for you. What else should you know? You should know that I moved my mom to Austin in the last few days, and she knows I'm kind of nervous about this, so she may call just to see how things are going. So let's see, what do we have here? Here's some of the things we're going to talk about, and also in the spirit of who I am and where I'm coming from. As you were told, I'm going to move this so I can kind of look at the slide while I'm talking. I'm an associate general counsel at Sunnova, and so I'm going to talk a little about Sunnova. It sort of describes my point of view, right? Sunnova describes ourselves as a leading national solar and energy storage service provider, and our mission is powering energy independence. This slide shows one of the ways we think about our business model, and you see at the core this adaptive solutions that I'll talk more about, and the Sunnova service around the outside, which, you know, maybe is like the shell of the egg. This gives you sort of an illustration of what we call the Sunnova adaptive community, which is our sort of building block for microgrids, and again, I think informs the way I look at these issues. And finally, I didn't know it did that. Here's some more information about Sunnova, and I think we're going to have some excitement with the slides since I've never actually run through them before. So federal incentives. Several of the incentives of the Inflation Reduction Act provide good incentives. There's good resource. The site's not on the slide, but it's a living guidebook online from the White House. And if you're interested, it's at thewhitehouse.gov/cleanenergy/inflation-reduction-act-guidebook. And I think for our purposes today, it's important to note that the IRA provided some much-deserved recognition for energy storage and for microgrids, like the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, the ERA, and the GRIP programs. I like the programs that are intended to help facilitate bringing microgrids to more rural communities. The idea reminds me a little bit about like what brought co-ops and electrification to rural areas many years ago, and I think it stands the chance of making those communities more resilient and reducing their energy insecurity.